A big search is underway off the coast of Newfoundland to locate a submersible with five people on board. The vessel Oceangate's Titan submersible was descending to explore the wreck of the Titanic when it lost contact on Sunday. The search involves US and Canadian ships and planes. Sonar buoys are being dropped to detect underwater activity. It's thought that the pilot and four passengers have just over 3 days' worth of oxygen left. Frank Owen, a former director of Australia's Submarine Escape and Rescue Project, said the pilot and passengers would be following a protocol to better their chances of rescue.
The challenges are really about, for the people on board, is maintaining their composure and not consuming too much of that precious oxygen. So that's the first challenge. The second one, of course, is finding it. And it's much easier to find a submersible if it's on the surface. And but if it's trapped, if it's entangled, then it's difficult.
Up to half of the operating theatres in the new Children's Hospital could require remedial work, according to documents seen by RTE News. Last month, the contractors building the hospital were directed to stop work on the ceilings of 11 operating theatres. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
The National Paediatric Hospital Development Board said it is yet to be determined if design changes and additional work is required in these theatres, but it confirmed that a review is underway, adding that this process is no different to several reviews undertaken by contractors BAM and the design team. They said it reflects the ongoing evolution of design on site and is standard on projects of the scale of the National Children's Hospital. However, Sinn Féin Health spokesperson David Colnan said his party has information that work costing potentially tens of millions of euro could be needed on the operating theatres. He said this could also lead to significant delays in the completion of the hospital well beyond March next year. Documents sent by architects acting on behalf of the hospital board referred to possible modifications to installed ceilings, along with changes to electrical and mechanical services. It is expected the issue will be raised in the Dáil later today.
Talks between unions and management at Tara Mines over the company's plan to temporarily lay off 650 staff are due to resume this morning. The company said it would give due consideration to proposals put forward by SIP2 yesterday. Our Northeast correspondent, Laura Hogan.
Unions will meet Tara Mines management for a second day of intensive talks in an effort to reverse the company's decision to temporarily suspend operations at Europe's largest zinc mine. Boliden made the announcement last week in response to what it called unsustainable losses and said the decision would safeguard the long-term future of the company. After meeting for a number of hours on Monday, the Unite and Connect unions said the company had failed to provide information on their current and future profits at Tara Mines and had instead focused on its cost base. SIP2 has already put forward proposals for cost savings and efficiencies, which the company said it would give due consideration. Boliden said it would continue to engage with all trade unions.
Women's Aid, which seeks to address the impact of domestic violence and abuse, is reporting a 16% increase in the number of people who contacted the organisation last year compared to 2021. In its annual report, Women's Aid said its support workers heard almost 34,000 disclosures of domestic abuse against women and children in 2022. Sarah Benson, chief executive of Women's Aid, underline the importance of community support in dealing with the impact of abuse.
We've heard sexual abuse, abuse during pregnancy, but really it's the psychological, the coercive controlling, the constant monitoring, the isolating, the demeaning. That's what women tell us starts to destroy their self-esteem and also starts to hamper their kind of room for manoeuvre in terms of trying to exit. And that's why a whole community response to support is so important.
A report today says that cocaine has overtaken opioids to become the most common problem drug. The finding is included in a report by the Health Research Board. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
This report shows there were over 12,000 cases treated for problem drug abuse last year. Almost 40% of cases were never treated before, and cases recorded can involve multiple treatments for the same period. Cocaine is the most common drug for people seeking treatment in Ireland, according to this report from the Health Research Board. It says the considerable rise also reflects an increase in the provision of specific services to treat cocaine use. Cocaine use has also outsurpassed mainly heroin use, and with cannabis now the third most common drug reported, followed by benzodiazepines. The average age for drug users here is 33 years, with the vast majority male, and the number of drug users in paid employment has doubled since 2016.
In Britain, MPs have overwhelmingly voted to back a damning report that found the former Prime Minister Boris Johnson lied to Parliament about parties held at Downing Street during the pandemic. Last night, 354 MPs approved the findings, with 7 against. Many MPs abstained or did not turn up, including the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who said he didn't want to influence the vote. Opposition parties have accused him of being cowardly and weak. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
There'll be showers and sunny spells today. The showers will become widespread, turning heavy with thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. There may be localised flooding. Highest temperatures will range from 18 to 22 degrees.